Hi, everyone. Today our verses are from Philippians chapter 4, verses 6 and 7. Again, Philippians 4, 6 and 7. Do not be anxious about anything, but in everything, by prayer and supplication, with thanksgiving, let your requests be known to God. And the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, will guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus. So these verses start with the words, do not be anxious about anything. Now, if it stopped there, this would be some pretty bad advice from the Apostle Paul. Right? If you just think about it, telling somebody, hey, don't worry, that's not very helpful, right? It's not a very helpful kind of advice, because if you're worried about something, if you're anxious about something, you can't just stop being anxious about it. Right? It's just not that simple. I think we've all had moments like that, right? We're anxious about things about, I don't know, the future or what's upcoming or an exam coming up. And if someone tells you, hey, don't worry, don't be anxious, you can't just stop, right? It's so hard to just turn that off, because that exam, that situation, whatever it is still present in our lives. But Paul, of course, he doesn't tell us to stop being anxious only. He's not saying, hey, don't worry. But he's saying, replace your anxiety and your worry with prayer. And that's why he says, don't be anxious about anything, but in everything. And I think everything should mean everything, right? You know, with our entire lives, with prayer, supplication, thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God. What he's saying is pray. Instead of worrying, bring your hearts before God in prayer. Bring our requests before him. Ask him for things. Thank him for things. And if we do that, if we continue to do that, verse 7 tells us the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, will guard our hearts and minds in Christ Jesus. Now, I think often people think of these verses, especially verse 7, where this peace of God will come. We think of it almost like in a magical sense. Right? Where it's like, okay, don't worry, pray instead, and then this magical kind of spiritual feeling of peace will just overwhelm your heart just as you pray. Now, that can happen in certain circumstances. That maybe that does happen in some ways. I probably shouldn't call it magical then, but I don't think we should think of this as just pray one time. What Paul says is in everything. And I think what we can imply in this is that it's not pray today and all your worries will go away, but practice instead a lifestyle of prayer. Over and over and over again, go to God in prayer with everything, right? In everything. Bring your worries, your anxieties daily, you know, multiple times a day. If you keep on going to God in prayer, you're going to have this peace. You're going to understand that God is in control, because God answers prayer, right? And you'll recognize that God is good. And as we understand that over and over and over again, we'll have peace. We'll know that, hey, yeah, this situation that's upcoming in my life, I'm anxious about it, but I'm going to trust God. No matter the outcome, I'm going to trust God. I have an exam next week, or like 5 exams next week, and I'm not sure what to do with them. God is in control. I can have peace. I'm struggling thinking about my future. I'm struggling in this relationship. I'm struggling with all these kind of things. If we keep on going to God in prayer, God will bring us peace. Because prayer is going to God, being in relationship with him over and over and over again, daily. So with that, let's pray, right? Whatever anxieties, whatever struggles we have, let's pray. Let's bring our hearts before him. So with that, let me pray for us. Jesus, we thank you that you offer your presence to us. And Lord, I pray that we will bring, as a church, we'll bring our anxieties, our struggles, everything, we'll bring them to you. And that we will experience your peace, which will guard our hearts and minds. Jesus, we pray for that peace upon our hearts. And we pray that it doesn't just come as just like as some kind of feeling, but it'll come in relationship, as we continue to walk with you, Jesus, and trust you with our lives. We thank you, Jesus. We love you, Lord. In your name we pray.